Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Billy Crone shares more details on UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction. And then a little later, biblical apologist Clayton Van Hus will reveal answers about an ancient alien theorist's claim that Ezekiel saw a UFO. Our first event of the new year is only 10 days away, February 16th and 17th in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Is America in Bible prophecy? Find out from Donald Perkins. The latest details on the march toward a one-world system will be revealed, biblical mysteries will be uncovered, and you'll learn how to have true spiritual victory in the invisible war on the saints. Biblical artifacts from Israel will be on display, with an archaeologist ready to answer your questions. All of this takes place Friday and Saturday, February 16th and 17th at Hicks Road Baptist Church. Call 1-800-652-1144 or visit the events page at our website, swrc.com. Tickets for this special event are free, but seating is limited, so don't be left behind. Make sure you register today. 1-800-652-1144. Is there a connection between the Vatican, UFOs, and aliens? Let's find out. Here's Josh Davis and Billy Crone.
Are aliens a demonic deception? Is our world being conditioned to buy a lie that will explain away the biblical end times scenario? Our guest asks, when millions of people disappear through a mass abduction across the world, will it be the work of UFOs and aliens, or the Lord Jesus Christ coming to get his bride, the church? So joining us once again to answer these important questions is Pastor Billy Crone. He serves as the pastor teacher of Get a Life Ministries in Henderson, Nevada, and he has a brand new book and DVD teaching called UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. The book is nearly 400 pages in length. The DVD set is 7 discs and explains all these details and much more. We're just scratching the surface in yesterday and today's program. Pastor Billy, we're so glad to have you back on Watchmen on the Wall.
Hey, Josh, thanks again for having me. It's always great to be on.
Well, throughout several chapters in your book, and I think perhaps this takes up the bulk of the book in the teaching series, you outline 9 different reasons why UFOs and aliens are a demonic deception. Can you explain some of those for us?
Yeah, well, the first thing is it's like easy, if you will. They expose who they really are. If you line up what they say, what they do, how they act, how they travel, how they behave, what comes out of their supposed alien mouth, and you compare it to the scripture, it's demon, 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 demon. In fact, so much so that, you know, I basically say, you know, what's the old phrase? If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, these things lie like a demon, teach like a demon, get rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ like a demon, it's probably a demon. And that's what it is. And so we just go tit for tat. Here's what they're doing. Here's what they're saying. And we line it up to the scripture, and they prove who they really are. Now, you go back to just the lie. Last time we talked about just one lie, which is the whole premise of these critters, that they're a higher evolved race. Well, that's the lie of evolution. So again, John chapter 8 is your biblical premise. Who's the liar and the father of all lies? Satan. So again, that tells you who these guys are, right? But that's just the tip of the iceberg. These guys are pathological liars. That's all they do is lie because they're demons, right? And it isn't just their identity and their premise that they're supposedly higher evolved. It's also, they lie about origins of humanity. Again, they not only say that we came from the goo to the zoo, me and you, but they want to say they're the ones responsible for creating mankind. Now, the scientific term out there is called panspermia, mm-hmm. right? And they say, so we'll see, maybe, you know, some random chaotic evolution from some primordial soup as it rained on the rocks for millions of years. Okay, I get it. That sounds kind of goofy. But you know what it was? It was the aliens. The aliens came and they kickstarted. And I kid you not, they have different scenarios. They say that the aliens came by and they dumped their trash in the water in the early years of the formation of the Earth. And that's what kind of kickstarted a genetic upgrade. Or they say, no. They came here with early man who was still an ape, and they did genetic experiments on him. And what, you know, but basically, this whole lie, panspermia, that they come up with this lie because they got a problem. The problem is we don't see evolution, right? Mm-hmm. We see intelligent design because we were intelligently designed by God. That's Romans chapter 1,
yes.
Right? And so they got to come up with an excuse. And they say, well, it was the aliens who came and did it. All right, well, let's examine. And that's panspermia, right? But wait a second. So just ask the question. So you say the aliens are why we're here. Okay, well, who made those aliens? Well, that was another group of aliens. Okay, well, who made those aliens? Well, that was another group of aliens that were there before. Okay, but who made those aliens?
Yes.
It does is it kicks the lie further, the can down the street. It kicks the lie further down the street. It never answers the origin issue, right? And as a side note, based on some of our other studies, you know, basically they say, well, the whole universe came from a tiny little ball of dirt. And then all you got to do is ask them, well, okay, where'd the dirt come from?
Right.
Right? And they call it's the X factor. Well, okay, you call it the X factor all you want. You have no explanation for origin, but it's a lie. But that's easy. So the origin, their premise, but also their form. Now, sometimes when these critters show up, right, if they really were a higher evolved race of beings, then you would expect to at least get a random shape once in a while because, you know, evolution, it's all chaotic, random chances with it. So they should show up in all kinds of different blobs and shapes, right? Not at all. In fact, even secular researchers admit that, quote, something doesn't stack up if evolution is true. When these things show up, they're always humanoid.
Hmm.
Well, wait a second. You think they show up like looking like an octopus or something or a gigantic eyeball or something like the Grade B movie show? Nope. When they show up, they're humanoid, right? And so that's another clue. And again, when you look at fallen angels, right, when you look at angels, when they do appear on the scene, they take on human form, right? The another one that they lie about is, you mean to tell me you're supposed to be this higher evolved race and you never have to wear a helmet? You don't have to have a breathing apparatus? I mean, if everything's supposed to be random and chaotic, and what are the odds that you can come here and breathe our atmosphere with no problems?
Right.
But that's what we see. Excuse me? You guys you should have... The other one is their technology. These guys are pathological liars. Did you know, and this is in history, it's still in print if you get the microfiche of old newspapers, in the late 1800s, supposed UFOs appeared to people in blimps. And they're supposed to come from Mars. That's what they told the people. We're here from Mars, right? In blimps.
Wow.
And this is in microfiche. It's still in print. Now, wait a second. You mean to tell me you flew all the way from Mars on a blimp? And you're like, well, why would they say a blimp? Because in the late 1800s, that's all the flying technology they had. And then you mean to tell me that your Mars flying technology from a blimp improved that fast? Because by the time you hit the 40s, it's a metallic spaceship, right? What they lie. They change their technology for each generation to mimic whatever technology they have of the day. So you're lying. Mm. The other thing, too, is their location. As I mentioned, they said in the 1800s they came from Mars. And they were always saying Mars or Venus, Mars or Venus, right? And again, this is written accounts. And so you know what they don't say anymore when they show up on the scene? They don't say they come from Mars or Venus. You know why? Because we now know that nothing lives on Mars and Venus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they had to change their tune. They're liars, right? And things of that nature. Oh, here's another big lie. They say that they're this higher evolved race of beings, right? And they're here to help us. And they're here to help us with this new and improved information that we so desperately need to have. And so the only way that they can communicate this information to us is, get this, remember they're supposed to be higher evolved, technologically advanced race of beings, much more scientific than you and I. And the only way we can get this information is we have to get our bodies into an altered state of consciousness, and we have to allow this alien to inhabit our body and take over our vocal cords. That's it.
Mm. Wow.
And I'm like, now, wait a second. And Josh, you're talking to somebody who back in the day did this as a New Ager.
Mm.
It's called channeling. The Bible calls it being a medium, where you are possessed by a demon, and the demon takes over your cords, your vocal cords, and ultimately wants a full-on possession, which is, I'll get in a second. And that's what these things do. So you would, what? Deuteronomy 18, God forbids that because there's a demonic practice and it invites demons, and demons lie, and God doesn't want us to lie to, so he forbids it. But wait a second. Your premise is you're supposed to come all the way across the universe. You got all this information and technology that we so desperately need, you tell us. And when you get here, you can't send me a text. You can't call me on my phone. You can't even talk to me? You can't even write me an old-fashioned handwritten letter? The only way I can get this information from you is you have to possess my body and speak through me? That sounds like a lie to me. That's what a demon would do. And they don't just want to take over your vocal cords. Been there, done that, wish I wouldn't bought the t-shirt. Mm. They actually want to possess you completely. But you can't say that because people freak out. So you know what they call it? A walk-in. Please allow us to walk into your body. And then you can become, we'll control you completely. And you will become a disseminator of this wonderful knowledge. You'll become, they call it like a star child. And you'll be able to help humanity during the time of the earth changes that are coming to disseminate this wonderful information. That you liar? That's demonic possession. And then if you want to get even more specific, I kid you not. And this is from even secular UFOologists. They admit this, Josh. They say there is one surefire way on record to get rid of these critters when and if they show up on your scene. And you know what it is? Secular UFOologists admit this. It's when you rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ, and they do.
Wow.
Not Muhammad, not Confucius, but you specifically say, get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ, and they flee. In fact, one lady, I kid you not, Josh, her name was Christine. I interviewed her in Oregon, and she told me about an encounter that her and her twin sister had on their farm out in the middle of nowhere in Oregon. And they had landed, a craft had landed at the edge of the farm, and here they come walking towards them. And unfortunately, they were outside. They got backed up, as she said, against some bushes. They had no place to run. And here they come. There's about three of them, she said, and the classic gray-looking things. And she said that just she didn't know what to do. And so she just said, you know, she rebuked them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, flee. She said they didn't just flee. She said they got out of there so fast they were tripping over each other.
Wow.
Got back in that ship and zipped out of the way. We got other accounts of people when the guy, he was being in the process of being abducted, and he was being levitated across his bed, and his wife was completely knocked out, sleep paralysis, and he couldn't speak. He was paralyzed, but he was thinking in his mind, Jesus, Jesus, help me. Just thinking the name of Jesus, all of a sudden, bang, he said, I could sense that when I thought that, said that, he said, it hurt that which was holding me up, and they threw him back down on the bed and stopped the abduction. And it's such an obvious trend that even secular UFOologists admit there's something strange going on.
Mm.
Why is it that only in the name of Jesus Christ that these things can be stopped 100% of the time? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because they're demons.
Yes.
And when you read the scripture and when you encounter demons, there's one name under heaven. Not only that the scripture says that men might be saved, Jesus Christ, but there's one name under heaven that has the authority that every single demon must cower, flee, and obey. That's the name of Jesus Christ. And it just so happens to work on these critters? Come on, give me a break. That's exactly what it is. In fact, we have a whole section here, Josh, of secular UFOologists. And we're talking people have been doing this for decades, 40-some years, 50-some years. We're talking about some people like Jacques Vallée, John Keel, and others. And I don't even know if they're even Christians. But they have come to the conclusion, basically this in a nutshell, and this is their words, not mine. If you want to understand the UFO phenomenon, then you need to avail yourself to the demonological phenomenon, i.e. the occult, because they're basically one and the same.
Hmm.
And then even how they travel, right? They're able to pop in, pop out, to use the modern phrase, materialize, dematerialize. Go back and read the scripture when it comes to how angels travel. And of course, demons are fallen angels. How do they travel? They go from the spirit realm to our realm. And when they appear, they just pop in and they pop back out. You look at the account of the angels that appeared to Abram, right? They were there 1 minute. Next thing you know, he turns around, they're gone. Where'd they go? Right? And this is exactly how these things travel. They just pop in, they pop out. It's like they're coming from another dimension. Yeah, the
yes.
Bible calls that the spirit realm. And this is from secular ufologists, Josh. I'm not saying this, and this is a direct quote. And I quote, there seems to be no evidence yet that any of these craft or beings originate from outer space. Quote, one theory that can no longer be taken very seriously is that UFOs are interstellar spaceships. In other words, They're not coming from outer space. They're coming from inner space. They're coming from another dimension. And the Bible calls that the spirit realm where demons travel. And again, back to the premise. If it walks like a duck, acts like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Well, if this thing lies like a demon, teaches like a demon, communicates like a demon, possesses like a demon, is rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ like a demon, and travels like a demon, I think that's what we're dealing with here.
Yes. Well, friends, we're visiting with Pastor Billy Crone, discussing his latest teaching. There's a nearly 400-page book, UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. We encourage you to pick up your copy by calling us at 1-800-652-1144 or by visiting us online at swrc.com. We have just been discussing some of the parallels, some of the reasons why UFOs and aliens are a demonic deception, and Pastor Billy has been laying that out for us. There's so much more information contained in the book. Plus, there's also a 7-disc DVD teaching series that you can purchase by the same title, UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. You can connect with Pastor Billy Crone on his website, getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com. Pastor Billy, what's the connection between the Vatican and UFOs and aliens?
Oh, I tell you what, Revelation 13 tells us in the 70th tribulation, you got two main players. You got the Antichrist, this political figure who dupes the planet. And then you also got this religious figure who works with him called the false prophet. And I said that to get to this. If the Pope's not the false prophet, he's working awfully hard to get the job. Because when you take a look at what the Pope and the Vatican are doing, man, they are right there, hook, line, and sinker with the governments of the world, duping people to believe that UFOs and aliens are real. In fact, to the point, and we demonstrate this, we have a whole huge section in the book and the documentary. In fact, you'll be able to see on tape where the Pope said he is willing to baptize an alien. I'm not joking. It's on tape.
Wow.
But basically, for years, the Vatican, believe it or not, has some of the most powerful telescopes on the earth, and they've been in search for ET. They believe and promote the lie of evolution, and so they believe that the UFOs and aliens are a higher evolved race of beings, and they take it to the next level. They say that they did not experience a fall like mankind. And this is coming from the astronomers of the Vatican. And they are saying, and the Jesuit priest, they are saying that therefore that means they must have a closer relationship with God, a better understanding of God and the Godhead and the gospel. And so what they're saying is when they land, and they want to be the ones to make imminent disclosure, by the way, okay, like a false prophet reassuring people, hey, where'd those people go? Don't worry, it was the UFOs and aliens. They want to do that. They want to make that announcement. But they're saying that because they didn't experience a fall, that we need to listen to what they say when they land about God, Jesus, and the Bible. And it's like, well, wait a second. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, he said, even if we are an angel, including a fallen angel, a demon posing as an alien, from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. And yet that's what they're saying, is we need to listen to them. Then they even denigrate Jesus and say that, well, he was really, you know, a product of the aliens, and that's where he got his powers from. It's crazy. And again, Oh, they didn't say that. We bring this out in the book and the DVD from the Catholic Review and things. It's still in print to this day that these guys working for the Vatican, the astronomers and the priests, are saying that the aliens did not experience a fall, and so get ready to have your understanding of God and Jesus in the Bible be changed. It's crazy. And again, they want to position themselves as the ones for that when, dare I say, people disappear, and when these things land. Because I'm convinced part of the illusion is when we disappear, they appear officially, even on TV. And then that's when your global announcement goes out, right? Aha, see? So you guys can tell they're real. We've been hiding this. But don't worry, we did it for your own good. We didn't want to freak you out. Now, speaking of freaking out, the people that disappeared, we know that psychologically, spiritually, they were not ready for this. And so they're okay. We beamed them up to the spaceships. But for those you left behind, badge of honor. You can handle it. Aren't you so wonderful? Pat yourself on the back, right? And we are now going to be able to bring a peace to this planet like never before. And here's the Pope to reassure us that we can all now work together as humanity with this new political figure who just brokered a deal and brought peace to the Middle East, Daniel 9:27.
Yes.
And you can see it all coming together, man.
You can.
And so, again, if we're getting close to that event, what would you expect? What we're seeing in the news right now. For decades, governments have been in absolute denial. Oh, there is no aliens. Oh, there are no UFOs. And what are they saying now? Oh, yeah, they're real, including the aliens. And they're about ready to bring forth the lie.
Well, friends, there's so much more that we could talk about, and we could spend so much more time with Pastor Billy Crone, but we're grateful for you and your ministry, Pastor Billy. And friends, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this resource, UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. It's available as a book, also as a 7-disc DVD teaching series. And you can purchase that by calling us at 1-800-652-1144 or by visiting us online at swrc.com. You can connect with Pastor Billy and his ministry at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for joining us on Watchmen on the Wall.
Thank you, Josh. It's always great to be on.
Friends, the complete 2-day radio conversation with Billy Crone on UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction is available for you on CD. Simply call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Learn all the fascinating details on UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction in Billy Crone's brand new book and DVD series. In UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction, Billy Crone seeks to equip you with the explosive truth and hard-hitting facts concerning these so-called extraterrestrial visitors and their secret hidden demonic agenda. Order this explosive 7-part series on DVD and as a book when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction by Billy Crone. 1-800-652-1144. Ancient alien theorists claim that Ezekiel saw a UFO by the river. Did that actually happen? Clayton Van Hus is here to help us stay biblically grounded with the answer.
I'm Clayton Van Hus, the director of Affirm, the new apologetics branch of Southwest Radio Ministries. I'm speaking to you in this segment that we call Biblically Grounded. With Biblically Grounded, we will examine Scripture through the lens of the culture and history of the writers. Here's a question. Does the Bible talk about UFOs? According to numerous pseudo-archaeological sources, the Bible contains a description of a visitation by otherworldly visitors riding on strange vehicles fueled by exotic electric power. I'm guessing that your Sunday school teacher skipped this one. Now, I don't recall ever being shown a flannel graph with UFOs hovering over robed and sandaled Bible characters. Now, while this sounds silly at first, many people actually believe that the book of Ezekiel references aliens and UFOs in chapters 1 and 10. In these passages, the prophet Ezekiel recounts a vision that he saw while by the Kebar River in Mesopotamia, likely a canal near Nippur in the modern-day nation of Iraq. In the passage, the people of Judah have been conquered and exiled by the Babylonians. The prophet is among the captives by the river and sees the heavens open up. A whirlwind and a great cloud filled with fire and light descended from the north. While the creatures had the bodies of men, each one had 4 wings and 4 faces. Their feet were like the hooves of calves, made of polished bronze. The 4 faces of each creature were those of a man, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. Now, interestingly, these are the same creatures mentioned by John in Revelation chapter 4, although in John's vision, each of the 4 creatures had only 1 face, a lion, a calf, a man, or an eagle. In Ezekiel's vision, each creature was next to a wheel. As the creatures moved, the wheels moved, and above them was some sort of dome upon which sat a throne. There was a form on the throne like a man, his upper body and face obscured by radiant glory. Now this being is Yahweh, the God of the Bible, who speaks to Ezekiel and tells him of the coming destruction of the temple and the removal of his own presence from the Holy of Holies. Now, poor scholarship and gross misrepresentation of Scripture has led to a conspiratorial belief that this passage describes aliens and what is commonly referred to as ancient astronaut theory. Now, these false teachings arise when people practice eisegesis when reading Scripture. What does that mean? The word eisegesis comes from the Greek, and it means to lead into. Eisegesis is when someone comes up with a theory and reads it into a passage of Scripture, the exact opposite of how the study of Scripture should be approached. While ancient aliens are fun to watch in movies, this is not what's happening in the book of Ezekiel. The prophet is using known imagery from the Iron Age to describe the throne of God. Sometimes called the Merkava, this object upon which the throne of God sits represents God's chariot. I hope you not only enjoyed this biblically grounded segment, but that you also learned some fascinating and helpful things in your study of Scripture. It has been said that the Bible was written for us, but not to us. Understanding the cultural and historical context of the Bible is key to sound interpretation. I'm Clayton Van Hus from Affirm Apologetics, encouraging you to study Scripture with accuracy and confidence.
Learn all the fascinating details on UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction in Billy Crone's brand new book and DVD series. In UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction, Billy Crone seeks to equip you with the explosive truth and hard-hitting facts concerning these so-called extraterrestrial visitors and their secret hidden demonic agenda. Order this explosive 7-part series on DVD and as a book when you call 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction by Billy Crone. 1-800-652-1144. One of the most breathtaking prophecies in the Bible is the promise of the new heavens and earth. But how will the new heavens and earth come about? Lee Brainerd will share his answer on tomorrow's program. So be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app, by visiting oneplace.com, or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.